Good afternoon and welcome to Worcester State University, site of the Division III Girls Final Four. Tonight it's the Pittsfield High Generals taking on the Opponequit Regional Lakers. Bob Heck here with you. Thank you so much for tuning in and being a part of this. And again, we can't do the live TV broadcast because once you get to the Final Four, the NFHS takes over the video rights. So we can't bring the video, but we are going to bring you audio here on WTBR. Thank you so much for tuning in. And before we get to breaking down these two teams and talking about this game, we want to thank our sponsors who make this possible. I mean, we got to pay a fee to be here. There's travel. There's things along those lines. There's a lot of costs that add up to be able to do this. So we want to thank our sponsors. First off, the Pittsfield Suns, who proudly support the Pittsfield Generals' run to the state championship and look forward to seeing you for the 2027 season at the brand new Wacona Park. So ready to get in the saddle? Over the Moon Farm in Canaan, New York offers hunter, jumper, and equitation lessons for riders of all ages and ability levels. Whether you're brand new or experienced, there's a place for you at Over the Moon Farm. Call or text 413-441-8532 to learn more. And the Boys and Girls Club of the Berkshire, supporting local youth and families from preschool and mentoring to after-school programs and summer camp fun. They've been here helping generations grow, learn, and thrive. Thank them for being a part of this broadcast today. So the Pittsfield Generals, they come in at 19-5, probably played their best game of their whole season against North Reading. Just absolutely ran them out of the gym. And that's a game, if they could put that in a bottle and release that for a full 32 minutes, there's nobody in Division III that's going to beat them. But sometimes they run into rough starts. They had rough starts earlier in the tournament. They were trailing in the round of 32, 13-8 at the end of the first quarter, and then they went on that 28-0 run in the second quarter to get out of the first round, and then Tewksbury, another slow start. I mean, defensively, they were there. It was the second time in the tournament that they blanked a team for an entire quarter. It was 10-0 at the end of the first quarter. And then finally, the offense got going. They put some points up, but still a low-scoring game. And then what they did against North Reading, boy, they did not get off to a bad start at all. They played absolutely perfect basketball. Their brand of basketball, if you're not familiar with the Pittsfield Generals, they create points off their defense. They got to get out in transition, get those fast break points. If they're able to do that, they're going to be very successful. If they convert on those fast break points, the defense doesn't create those opportunities and they're stuck in a half court offense, they're not as successful. So again, you need steals to generate those fast break points. They run that full court pressure all the way throughout. It looks like Jalen Rodriguez is going to be out of this game as well. So unless there's a blowout one way or the other, we're going to see a rotation of six for Christy Conyers and the Pittsfield Generals. Funny story about Christy Conyers, the head coach of the Pittsfield Generals. Friday night after the game against North Reading, she went home and got out of her car and slipped on the ice in her driveway. Broke her leg. She came in a wheelchair. She's got crutches. She is sitting on the bench for the Pittsfield Generals tonight as the coach. And that's not the way she likes to coach. She likes to be up and active and getting her girls going. And she's had to get them going earlier in the tournament, but didn't have to get them going against North Reading because just an absolute masterpiece, probably the best 32 minutes of the entire season. But they do have that. Again, we talked about the first quarter in the round of 32, the first quarter against Tewksbury, where they just couldn't get the offense going, and particularly in that round of 32 game, they couldn't really get the defense going. They trailed by 5 going into the second quarter of that game. They have the capability to have lapses. They have the capability of going long periods of time without scoring points. And if that happens, they're going to be in big trouble. But this is a team that when they're playing at their absolute best, can beat any team in Division III, maybe even any team in the state. You know, they gave that second game against Springfield Central, who is just cruising through the Division I tournament right now. They should have won that second game at home. But again, they sort of fell flat in that fourth quarter. Couldn't make free throws. And just those little things you need to do to win a ball game, they just couldn't do that. Starting lineups today, it's going to be Bree J. Ellerby, Caprice Conyers, Maddie Stets, Harrelyn Castillo, Kiana Summers, your typical starting five. And again, we'll probably see Asia Smith-Moody as part of that rotation. And Jalen Rodriguez, again, in street clothes, so she won't play. She hasn't played the entire playoffs. Didn't play in that Western Mass Championship game either. So we're not expecting to see her today. Upon a quit, they bring 14 with them. Trevor Gagnier is the coach of the Lakers, and they're going to roll with Cecilia Leverault, Hannah Kershak, Eliza Wagner, Jillian Gagnier, and Kyla Claro. That'll be their starting five. They rolled through the tournament as well. Aponequit comes into this game on a 20-game winning streak. They've come in, there are 24-1. They've only lost one game all season, and that was to Medway, the four seed here in this tournament. So we're going to take a short time out. We'll come back. We'll have the opening tip in just a few minutes here on 89.7 WTBR Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Berkshire AHEC has been serving the health education needs of Berkshire County. We offer Massachusetts food allergen training, the Berkshire AHEC Health Scholars Program at BCC, medical interpreter training, and the Tobacco-Free Community Partnership. For more information, visit our website, berkshireahec.org, or call us at 413-842-5160. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Tired of the same old on the radio?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it's all the same day.
Hi, I'm Hannah. Each week I search the archives for hidden gems from your favorite artist, plus all the latest releases and rock trivia. Please join me for Deep Cuts, Thursdays, 4 to 6. At 89.7,
people who ride bikes should be visible and predictable, riding with the traffic, obeying the rules of the road, and using caution at intersections. People who are driving should be alert to the presence of cyclists, giving them room when they pass them, and knowing there are times they may be riding in the flow of the traffic. Berkshire Streets are for all. Brought to you by the Berkshire Bike Path Council, Mass Bikes, the City of Pittsfield, and Berkshire Regional Planning Commission.
Welcome back to Worcester State University. It's the Division III girls semifinal, the final four, the Pittsfield Generals, the Aponequit Regional Lakers. That's coming up in just moments. We're ready to head down to the floor for the starting lineups and the anthem. So let's send things down to the floor.
Students, Assume responsibility for your behavior and the behavior of those around you. If you require assistance, please call upon an MIAA school or security official. The nation has reserved through the leadership and sacrifices of men and women who have served or are currently serving in our armed forces. We invite both veterans and current military personnel to please stand. Now at this time, we all are going to please stand in your hats as we come to America for the playing of our national anthem.
We're just about set to tip off here at Worcester State University on a beautiful fake spring day. Don't put those shovels away yet, because you know winter's going to nail us one more time. So the Pittsfield Generals taking on the Opponequit Regional Lakers. Bob Heck here with you at Worcester State University. Winner of this game moves on. The other Final Four game being played tomorrow, featuring two more Eastern Mass teams, so they'll play closer to that edge of the state. Opponequit seems to have traveled better than Pittsfield did. Kind of disappointing, the Pittsfield turnout. And we're just about set for the opening tip. Bree J. Ellerby, Caprice Conyers, Maddie Stets, Harrell and Castillo. Kiana Summers for Pittsfield. All but Conyers are seniors and have played since their freshman year. Conyers with the basketball now as Pittsfield wins the tip. Aponiquit pulls creates a turnover. Pittsfield bringing that pressure, and they get a turnover right back. Pittsfield in their whites going from left to right. Ellerby, work to Summers. Summers moves inside, loses the handle. And here comes the pressure. Krishak for Aponiquit. Leverault, Wagner, still trying to get to the perimeter. Now they're at half court. Another turnover there. Summers is going to walk in alone. She's going to miss the layup. There was some traffic there. Conyers comes in the other side and puts it in. First points of the game go to the Generals. It's 2-0. Turnover fest so far. Finally some points. And here comes Gagne. Swung around to Shaq. Leverault's going to fire the three. It's going to come off the front rim and no good. Harrell and Casillo pulls down the rebound for the Generals. Quick pass up to Maddie Stets. Stets was too deep when she got the pass and fired it back, and it's turned over. Aponiquit wearing blue with white lettering. Caraclaro drops inside into the paint, puts it up, can't get it to fall. So Pittsfield with the basketball up 2-0 across midcourt, up to Conyers. Conyers gets fouled. She'll go to the free throw line. And that is going to be on Cecilia Leverault, her first foul, first team foul of the game. And it'll send Caprice Conyers to the free throw line. Her free throw shooting is going to be a key both tonight and if there's a championship game. She misses the first. Second free throw is up and no good. Lakers pull down the rebound. 2-0 Pittsfield, 6:22 to go in the first quarter. Bringing that pressure, and they are just able to get across midcourt in time. Leverault to Gagnier. Kicked back out. Leverault drives inside, works on Stets, fires, no. Summers pulls down another rebound for the Generals across midcourt. In that half-court offense, Summers fires the three and puts it down. 5-0 Pittsfield. Swung into the corner, three-pointer is up, and that is no good. Wagner tried the three and missed. Summers ends up with the basketball after the Ellerby rebound. Castillo moves inside. They wanted a double dribble on that. They're not going to get it. And Pittsfield scores. Summers with five. And Aponiquit is going to take a timeout as Pittsfield opens with seven straight points. Support for our broadcast here on WTBR of the Pittsfield girls' road to the state championship come from the Pittsfield Suns, who proudly support the Pittsfield Generals' run to the state championship, and they look forward to seeing you for the 2027 season at the brand-new Wacona Park. Ready to get in the saddle? Over the Moon Farm in Canaan, New York offers hunter, jumper, and equitation lessons for riders of all ages and ability levels. Whether you're brand new or experienced, there is a place for you at Over the Moon Farm. Call or text 413-441-8532 to learn more. And the Pitt Boys and Girls Club of the Berkshire, supporting local youth and families from preschool and mentoring to after-school programs and summer camp fun. They've been here helping generations grow, learn, and thrive. It's the Boys and Girls Club of the Berkshires. So apologies, Stets had those 2 points before the timeout. Claro across midcourt for the Lakers. Still along the perimeter, just haven't been able to get much penetration. Krushak now to Gagnier. Now Leverault moves into the paint. Quadruple teamed and can't get it to fall. Gets her own rebound, pushes it out, and the defense right on top of her. They're going to call a foul. They wanted a jump ball. Probably should have gotten a jump ball. The official's going to have a discussion. And they're going to bring the third referee in as the final decision maker. Appears the vote is at 1-1 so far. And they do call the foul. That will be on Kiana Summers. So Lakers inbound underneath their own bucket, kick back out. Krushak moves inside, off the glass, no good. And Stets pulls down the rebound. Stets across mid, or Summers across midcourt, turns, top of the key, drives into the paint, kicks out, gets in, she travels. Probably should have been called for a double dribble on that last drive. Gets called for the travel this time. Here comes that full court pressure. Gagnier still trying to penetrate. Bree Ellerby won't let her go. Pass inside, kick back out. Still all of this along the perimeter. Now a drive by Claro. That comes off the front iron, no good. And the Generals come away with it. 4:28 to go in the first quarter. 7-0 Generals with the basketball. Poniquet bringing a little pressure of their own. Conyers able to get across midcourt. Kicked into the corner. Corner three. That is up and good. They're going to say she was on the line. So it's only a two-pointer. Castillo picks up her first 2 points of the game. It's 9-0 Pittsfield. Bringing that pressure again. They were able to inbound. Now they got to get across midcourt. Krushak does get across midcourt. She's at the logo now. Summers tried to swipe it away. Leverault with the basketball. Summers on her. Worked across. Claro, she's going to try and drive. Kicked into the corner. Wide open look for Gagnier. And that's no good. Battle for the rebound. Re-J Ellerby comes away with it. Here come the Generals again. Caprice Conyers, she drives inside. Kick back out. Castillo, she drives. Jumper in the lane is good. Four for Castillo. It is 11-0 Pittsfield. And a steal there by Conyers. Ball on the ground. They're going to call a foul. Who's it going to be on? So they're going to call another foul there on Summers. It's going to be Laker basketball. Asia Smith-Moody going to come in for Summers, who now has two fouls. And this is pretty much the rotation you're going to see for Pittsfield. So they'll work around Smith-Moody coming in and out. Gagnier worked inside to Sunnison. Just into the game for the Lakers. Leverault tries and drive, gets into the paint, puts it up, finally gets one to fall. Cecilia Leverault gets the Lakers on the board. And a sloppy pass there leads to a turnover. Wagner drives, loses the handle. It's going to be Pittsfield basketball. So Pittsfield will inbound. They'll have to go the full length of the court. But no pressure from the Lakers. They get there. 2:41 to go here in the first quarter. Worked inside. Conyers, pretty move in the paint. Four for Caprice Conyers. It's 13-2 Pittsfield. Krushak gets across midcourt. Kicked into the corner. Gagnier going to try another corner three. Misses everything. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Pittsfield basketball. Well, this first quarter could not be more perfect for the Generals. The defense doing its thing. They've been helped out by Poniquet when they've had open looks, not making them. Castillo drives. Ooh, another sloppy pass there. You got to stop doing that. Sunnison, that's intercepted by Conyers. Quickly the other way, gets it up to Ellerby. Ellerby to Smith-Moody, who wasn't really expecting it. Now Conyers going to try and drive inside, loses the handle. It's going to stay with Pittsfield. They're going to say Krushak knocked it out, much to the chagrin of the Aponequid faithful. Kyla Claro going to check back into the game for the Lakers. Castillo to inbound from underneath her own bucket. And another sloppy pass, but Smith Moody comes away with it. Now they're going to walk along the perimeter inside to Castillo. Kick back out top of the key. Conyers going to reset the offense. Conyers tries to drive, gets shut down. Now into the post for Stets. Hook shot, no good. Aponequid comes away with the basketball with 90 seconds to go. Leverault drives, puts it up. That was a rush shot right there. They're starting to lose patience with shot selection. Castillo pulls down the rebound. Up to Conyers. Conyers going to drive. Moves into the paint, puts it up, no good. Both sides wanted a foul on that, neither got it. Lakers with the basketball. 1 minute to go in the quarter. Claro fires the three. That's no good. Wagner pulls down the rebound. Lakers just trying to get some open space with the basketball. Leverault fires a long three. That's no good. Conyers pulls down the rebound and is immediately grabbed for the jump ball. I believe the Lakers have the possession arrow. 13-2 Pittsfield. 42 and a half seconds to go here in the first quarter. Lakers looking for some points here, possible 2-for-1. And we're going to have a short delay. Actually, it's going to be a substitution. I believe they saw some blood on Krushak. So she's going to get some maintenance. Eliza Wagner is going to check back into the game. So it'll be Aponequid basketball underneath their own basket. Leverault looking for somewhere to go with it, and it's knocked away, but they get it right back. Claro drives. It's stripped. Here comes Pittsfield. Conyers. Bree J. Ellerby for three. No good. Shot clock off. Lakers with the basketball. Good move there in the backcourt to get some space. Corner three for Claro. That's no good. Stets pulls down the basketball. They've got 15 seconds. And another steal. So now Aponequid, they've got under 10. Long three. That wasn't even close. Castillo turns it over. That's going to be the end of the first quarter. After one, a picture-perfect first quarter for the Pittsfield Generals. They lead 13-2. We'll be back here with the second quarter coming up on PCTV Sports.
Join Peter and Jessica to relive the magic of Beatlemania every Tuesday from 4 to 6 p.m. for 5 decades to Fab Four, where together or on their own has changed the world of music. Tune in to Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 FM, Tuesdays, 4 to 6 p.m.
Pittsfield Generals could not have had a better first quarter than that. They lead 13-2 as we get ready for the second quarter here from Worcester State University. And the defense created the turnovers. The offense able to get points off those turnovers. 4 points for Caprice Conyers, 4 for Harrelyn Castillo, 3 for Kiana Summers. The only problem you may have, if you were being really nitpicky, is that Kiana Summers picked up 2 fouls in the first quarter. So it'll be Pittsfield basketball to start the second quarter after the tie-up late in the first quarter. So it'll be Generals possession. And they're going to look for more of that. Castillo to inbound, gets it into Summers. Summers calls out the play as she crosses midcourt. Summers gets a pick, now goes to Smith Moody. Ellerby top of the key. thrown away as Giselle Cormier checks into the game. So it'll be Laker basketball. They get across midcourt. Pittsfield seems to have relaxed that pressure here to begin the second quarter. Leverault worked inside, kicked back out in the corner. Sunesson. Krushak. Good move there to move inside. Puts it up. Still no good. Summers pulls down the rebound. Sorry, Castillo pulls down the rebound. Now Summers has the basketball. Summers spinning in the, trying to get into the paint, trying to go baseline, puts it up off the glass, in and out, no good. Castillo pulls down the rebound, back to Summers. Castillo in the post, she's going to turn around, off the glass and in. Six for Harrelyn Castillo, and it's 15-2 Pittsfield. Kick to the corner, Claro, she drives, kicks back out, long three for Krushak, that's no good. The shot selection has not been great for Aponequit. Summers is going to fire the long three. That's off the glass. No good. Castillo gets in for the rebound. Can't finish. Leverall gets the secondary rebound. She's quickly across midcourt. Kicked into the corner for Clara, who has an open look at a corner three. Off the back iron. No good. Offensive rebound. Krushak inside. No. Aponequit cannot buy a bucket. Summers. Just inside the three-point line, she makes it. 17-2, Generals with the lead. 5:53 and counting to go in the second quarter. Claro in the corner, picks up her dribble, has to go somewhere with it, goes to Krushak. Inside to Sunesson. Claro, open look, but it's a long three, and she makes it. Jillian Gagnier, first triple of the game for Aponequit. Castillo, jumper from the free throw line is no good. Lakers pull down the rebound. Gagnier, Krushnak, worked inside. Sunesson in the post, turns around, fires off the glass and in. Five quick points for Aponequit to cut the lead to 10. Long three, and she makes it! Kiana Summers from about a foot behind the college three-point line. Swung along the perimeter. Here comes another long three. That's in for Cecilia Leverault. The shot selection hasn't been great, but they're going down. It's 20-10 Pittsfield. Castillo moves inside. Cormier has it taken away. Battle for it. Oh, that's a foul right there, and it's going to be Pittsfield basketball. Leverault's going to pick up her second foul. They were battling for the basketball and then sort of turned into a wrestling match. Initiated by Leverault. So it's going to be Pittsfield basketball. That's her second foul. And we'll see if they keep her in the game. It looks like she's going to remain in the game for now. Asia Smith-Moody going to check out. Cormier going to check out. And we're back to our original five. We're starting five for the Generals. Summers. Drive to the basket. Gets rejected by Claro. Stets comes away with it. Now Conyers goes behind the back, tries to drive inside, sort of, and they're going to call a double dribble here. Yeah, she tried to pass it, didn't get a lot on that pass, and then she was the first one to touch it. So that was the correct call. 4 minutes to go in the first half, 20-10, Pittsfield with the lead. Lakers with the basketball, starting to put some points on the board. Leverault kicked in another long three. That comes up short, goes out of bounds. And it'll be Pittsfield basketball. Jillian Gagnier was there for the rebound. Let it go out of bounds. Thought maybe a general touched it. But Pittsfield with the basketball. Summers taking her time coming across midcourt. Gets across there. Castillo is going to drive on Claro, and Claro's going to get another rejection. She's been good defensively. Conyers. And another travel on Conyers. She's trying to do too much right now, it looks like. And she's confusing herself a little bit. That's what happened there. Pittsfield relaxing that pressure here in the second quarter. Leverault. Kurshak nearly taken away. But along the perimeter, kicked into the corner. Kurshak, corner three, in and out, no good. Pittsfield comes away with the rebound. Ellerby, after a tip, comes away with it. Quickly up to Stets, overthrew her. Summers tried to thread the needle, and it went through everybody and out of bounds. Kind of sloppy second quarter for Pittsfield. You don't like to see it after, you know, what we've seen in the past with this team. As Wagner drives, and ooh, a ticky-tack foul there. And that will be the first on Castillo. Castillo's first foul, team second here in the second quarter. So it'll be Aponiquet to inbound from underneath her own bucket, kick back out. Claro, she's going to drive, has some room, puts it up, no good. Offensive rebound for the Lakers, swung all the way back. Leverault, long three, Claro missed everything. Stets comes away with the rebound. Conyers, top of the key, now comes back and resets. 25 on the shot clock. Plenty of time. Conyers, long three. Missed. Again, I don't like the shot selection that early in the plenty of time left on the shot clock. And a foul. That's going to be on Stets. Well, they are certainly tightening up the way they're calling this game here in the second quarter. So that's a third team foul on Pittsfield. First for Stets. Poniquet gets it back in. Claro gets around Conyers, now kicked into the corner. In the paint, no good. Battle for the rebound. Stets comes away with it. And another long pass up to Conyers. Conyers just outside the perimeter, now kicks back. Works inside. Stets off the glass. That's no good. And they're going to call a foul, and I believe that's going to be on Castillo, and that's going to be her second, and she's not happy. .151 to go here in the first half, and you got Summers and Castillo both on the floor with two fouls. Poniquet across midcourt, Leverault with the basketball. She's going to try and move around, now kicks back to Gagnier. Sunnison has it stripped. Here come the Generals. Castillo drives into the paint and is fouled as she drove to the bucket. Sunnison doesn't like it. I don't think I like it either. That looked like all ball from here. But Kathleen Sunnison is going to pick up her first foul, and it's going to send Harrell and Castillo to the free throw line. Castillo swishes the first. The Poniquet faithful trying to get her off her game. In and out, no good. One out of two. Pittsfield, one of four from the free throw line so far. Leverault going to drive inside, kicked into the corner. Three. She might have stepped on the out of bounds line before that shot, but she missed it anyways. And here come the Generals. Castillo. Conyers. Back to Summers, top of the key. Stets still outside the perimeter. Ellerby's going to drive into the paint. Loses the handle, and it goes out of bounds. Pittsfield arguing it was tipped. It didn't look that way. And again, the Generals relax into a half-court defense. 2-3 defense all the way back along the perimeter, inside the three-point area. Now the forwards are going to come out. Krushak, Claro, she's going to drive inside, has some room, puts it up, in and out, no good. Summers comes away with the basketball, moving quickly into the paint. She's stripped. Another bad pass, and Leverault's going to walk in virtually alone, but heard the footsteps and missed it. Turns, fires, and Eliza Wagner puts it down as the shot clock is off. Conyers to Stets, kick back out. Ellerby wide open for three, missed it. I would have almost held that, but Ellerby was so wide open. 12 seconds, this will be the last possession for Opponequit. Shaq for three, in and out, no good. Off the glass, no good. 2 and 1 second, and that is going to be the end of the first half. And a strong first half for the Pittsfield Generals. It is 21-12. And before we go to break here at the half, want to again thank our sponsors, the Pittsfield Suns, who proudly support the Pittsfield Generals' run to the state championship, and look forward to seeing you for the 2027 season at brand new Wacona Park. Ready to get in the saddle? Over the Moon Farm in Canaan, New York offers hunter, jumper, and equitation lessons for riders of all ages and ability levels. Whether you're brand new or experienced, there's a place for you at Over the Moon Farm. Call or text at 413-441-8532 to learn more. And the Boys and Girls Club of Pittsfield, or of the Berkshire, supporting local youth and families from preschool and mentoring to after-school programs and summer camp fun. They've been helping generations grow, learn, and thrive. At the half, Pittsfield 21, Opponequit 12. We'll be back to run through the point totals and recap the first half in just a little bit here on 89.7 WTBR-FM.
Suicide Prevention recognizes that everyone has a role at saving lives. Through ongoing discussion and education, we may be able to recognize the warning signs and understand how to confidently address the subject of suicide in order to save lives. It takes just one person to offer hope and save a life. Contact the Berkshire Coalition for Suicide Prevention at berkshirecoalition.org for more information.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
That's not us.
People tune in to hear the latest music?
That's definitely not us.
People tune in to hear political pundits expound on politics?
No. That's not us.
How about people tune in to hear entertaining stories, jokes, odd topics, and laughter?
Oh, yeah, that's us. That's Stuff.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 8:30 to listen to the latest Stuff with Bev Prentice and Lynn Arsenault on 89.7 WTBR-FM.
Such a good time, but I could hardly even tell that all the fun had come to a stop when I heard that bartender yell. Well, it's a last call for alcohol. It's time to get yourself out of here. Get yourself up off of that stool and finish up your beer. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here, so start heading out that door. It's a last call for alcohol. He ain't serving you no more. Well, we left that place, walked down the street to a bar that was open late. Started lining up shots of Patron and drinking whiskey right up straight.
What is One Berkshire? We're the voice of the business community, promoting the region and supporting local business. How do we do it? Through marketing, networking, sponsorships, and advocacy. Whether it's promotion to travelers and second homeowners, or opportunities to network with your neighbors and raise your profile, we've got you covered. So join today. Visit OneBerkshire.com. That's the number one, Berkshire.com.
The preceding public service announcement courtesy of WTBR and Lee Bank.
BRTA offers training to any person or group new to using the bus system or the process. We have a certified travel trainer that will make the process easier. Our travel trainer will ride the bus with you until you are more comfortable with how everything works. They can teach you about fares, how to read the schedules, how to get on or off the bus, and pedestrian safety. If you are interested in this service, please email traveltraining@berkshirerta.com.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
It's halftime here at Worcester State. Pittsfield with a 21-12 lead. Great first quarter. Really couldn't have gone any better. It was 13-2 at the end of the first quarter. But second quarter, they sort of came off the press a little bit and decided to do things a little bit differently. They now lead 21-12. And, you know, after the first quarter, the way they played, you felt very comfortable with it. And then not so much in that second quarter. This is a team that did blow a 17-point lead in the Western Mass Championship game to South Hadley. So you'd like to see, you know, where they've dominated so much the first 12 minutes of this game, probably absolutely dominated them. You'd like to have seen them build a bigger lead. But they do have a 9-point lead here at the half, leading the way. Kiana Summers, she's got 8 points. Two triples in the game, 7 points for Harrelyn Castillo, four for Caprice Conyers, two for Maddie Stets, although as a team, Pittsfield shooting 1 of 4 from the free throw line. And again, that's one of those Achilles heels that you'd love to see them get corrected, particularly this deep in the season, this deep in the tournament. But it hasn't hurt them yet in the tournament, the free throw shooting. On the other side of the ledger, Cecilia Leverault, she's got 5 points, three for Jillian Gagnier, 2 points apiece for Eliza Wagner and Kathleen Sunnison as far as foul trouble goes. And this is what I really don't love for Pittsfield. And again, they just, Giselle Cormier did see a couple of minutes there in the second quarter, but primarily it's been the big six that they've been running, Ellerby, Conyers, Stets, Castillo, Summers and Smith Moody off the bench. You got Summers and Castillo, each with 2 fouls. So, again, not a deep bench for the Generals, and you get 2 of your starters with 2 fouls apiece. Thankfully, they didn't pick up a 3rd foul towards the tail end of the second quarter. On the Aponequit side, Cecilia Leverault, their leading scorer, she has 2 fouls as well. So, no real foul trouble to speak of, although you do got Castillo and Summers, each with 2 fouls, and as aggressive as Pittsfield plays, you really would like them not to have the 2. Hopefully they don't pick up anything quick heading into the 3rd quarter. All right, we're going to take another short timeout. We'll be back with the second half coming up here on 89.7 WTBR-FM.
People who ride bikes should be visible and predictable. Riding with the traffic, obeying the rules of the road, and using caution at intersections. People who are driving should be alert to the presence of cyclists, giving them room when they pass them, and knowing there are times they may be riding in the flow of the traffic. Berkshire Streets are for all. Brought to you by the Berkshire Bike Path Council, Mass Bikes, the City of Pittsfield, and Berkshire Regional Planning Commission.
Wonder what happened to those great local PCTV channels? Did you lose them? No worries, they're still there. Go to cable channels 1301, 1302, and 1303 to watch the best local content on television. News and information, sports and entertainment, city council, school committee, July 4th parade. It's all there waiting for you. Pittsfield Community Television, For over 30 years, we are still your local television.
Have you ever dreamed of being a radio DJ, spinning your favorite vinyl, CDs, and MP3s? Have you ever wanted to share conversations with interesting guests with the community? Then the WTBR-FM Programming Committee wants to hear from you. We are now accepting proposals for new programs. For more information, visit WTBRFM.com or call 445-4234. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio.
Hi, it's Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield, and I also host the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show on WTBR. It airs every Friday at 8:30 in the morning. Stay tuned to learn all about the arts and culture scene for the city of Pittsfield and beyond. We hope you listen in every Friday at 8:30 on 89.7 FM WTBR.
Welcome back to Worcester State University. It is the Division III Final Four. Pittsfield Generals with a 21-12 lead over Opponequit, fighting for the opportunity to play over the weekend. The game will either be Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. We know it'll happen at the Songus Arena in Lowell. But still some business to take care of, namely 16 more minutes of basketball. Opponequit used a timeout in the first quarter once Pittsfield went out to a 7-0 lead. Christy Conyers has her full allotment of timeouts. And Opponequit now moving left to right here in the second half. We'll start off with the basketball. Leverall kicked into the corner for Claro. Claro has it taken away by Conyers. Slowing things down, and here come the Generals across midcourt. Conyers kicked over to Stets. Stets trying to get some penetration, but gets shut down. Tried to hit Stets in the post, did Summers. It gets knocked out of bounds. It'll be Pittsfield basketball underneath their own bucket. Just underway here in the second half, 21-12. Pittsfield with the lead over Opponequit. Summers spins, kicks over to Castillo. Baseline jumper, no good. Summers gets the offensive rebound for the Generals. Conyers going to try and drive inside. Little pretty move, can't finish. Castillo goes hard with it. She can't get it because Conyers pulls down the offensive rebound. Now Summers, a runner in the paint, and she's got it. Double digits for Kiana Summers. And it's a 23-12 lead for Pittsfield. Wagner. Leverall. Krushak has an open look in the paint. She missed it. Summers pulls down the rebound for Pittsfield. Cross midcourt, kicked over to Ellerby. Conyers, top of the key. Stets now picks up her dribble, goes to Summers. 17 on the shot clock. That's knocked away. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Opponequit basketball. 6:25 to go in the third, 23-12, Pittsfield with the lead. This isn't a game whose coverage will be sent to the Basketball Hall of Fame by any stretch of the imagination, but Pittsfield's playing their game. Nearly stolen, but just gets across midcourt due to the Lakers. Gagnier. Leverall. Trying to get around Conyers. It's inside, now has to go back out to Gagnier. Claro, Leverall, long three. Back iron, no good. But Opponequit gets the offensive board. Leverall on the cut, that's no good. Stets gets that rebound. She's got Conyers wide open down the other end. Conyers puts it up and in. 4-0 run to start the third quarter. And Opponequit's going to take a timeout. sport for the broadcast here on WTBR of Pittsfield High School girls basketball. Comes from the Pittsfield Suns, who proudly support the Pittsfield Generals' run to the state championship and look forward to seeing you for the 2027 season at the brand new Wacona Park. Ready to get in the saddle? Over the Moon Farm in Canaan, New York offers hunter, jumper, and equitation lessons for riders of all ages and ability levels. Whether you're brand new or experienced, there's a place for you at Over the Moon Farm. Call or text 413-441-8532 to learn more. And the Boys and Girls Club of Pittsfield, supporting local youth and families from preschool and mentoring to after-school programs and summer camp fun. They've been here helping generations grow, learn, and thrive. Generals start the third quarter with a 4-0 run. If you remember last year, this is where the Generals' journey ended in the Final Four, losing to St. Mary's. St. Mary's bumped up to Division II this year. Lakers looking to inbound, nearly stolen. Pittsfield back to that full court pressure off the timeout. Kushak falls down, stays up, loses the handle out of bounds. It'll be General basketball. Anyone seems surprised that the Generals brought that pressure back. Across midcourt is Conyers, goes to Stets, back to Conyers. Conyers drives, puts up the shot. Off the glass, no good. Castillo pulls down the rebound for the Generals. Stets kicked into the corner. Summers, wide open three. Got it! 13 points for Kiana Summers. And it's a 7-0 run to open up the third quarter for Pittsfield. And another turnover to be Pittsfield basketball. ...28-12, the Generals have the lead. Conyers across midcourt. Conyers trying to get around the defender, spins in the paint. Oh, what a pretty play! Caprice Conyers has 8 in the game. And it's a 9-0 run to open the third. Leverault inside, pretty play. They still don't let her go. She's got 7 in the game. First points in the second half. Tried to get it up to Stets. Stets too deep. Back to Summers, off the glass and in. Have a game, Kiana Summers. Leverault gets across midcourt, goes behind the back with it. Trying to get around Summers. Does. Moves into the paint. What a play. Cecilia Leverall having a real nice game. Conyers going to try in the three. And she traveled before she fired up the three. She's had some issues with that all day. 32-16, Pittsfield with the lead, 4:05 to go in the third. And Leverall's going to come out of the game. Believe she's got a bloody nose. Claro's going to check in for her, so she'll need some maintenance. Try to get it inbounds, and they do. Kushak across midcourt. Sunnison. Now it's taken away again. Here come the Generals. Summers backs up, slows things down. And a sloppy pass trying to get it to the Stets in the post. But she atones and takes it and puts it home. Just a lazy pass, but then she took it right back and puts it home. Lakers the other way, and a foul on Castillo. That's going to be your third. No question about that one. And it'll send Kathleen Soonison to the free throw line. These will be the first free throw attempts for Aponequit in this ballgame. This is the first. Leverault going to check back into the game. Still favoring her face. Second free throw is up and good. Pittsfield with a 34-17 lead with 3.5 to go here in the third. Conyers works inside, trips. It'll be Opponequa basketball. She slipped in the paint, lost the basketball out of bounds, and Opponequa's going to get the basketball back. They'll have to go the distance. Pittsfield bringing that pressure. Leverault back into the game. She gets it over to Gagnier. Sunnison in the post. Long three now. Kicked out. That's no good. Claro slaps it away for another offensive possession for Opponequa. And they're going to call a foul along the baseline. Ooh, they're going to call it on. Nope, they're going to say she stepped out of bounds. That's what it looks like. So it'll be Pittsfield basketball way back at their own end. Conyers slowly across midcourt. Conyers kicks out to Ellerby. Ellerby tries to drive, goes back to Conyers. Goes across the top of the key. Finds a wide open look at a three, misses it. Sunnison pulls down the rebound and her pass is too deep. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Pittsfield basketball. Now at this point, up 17. Poniquet's offense not really able to get anything together. You want to chew up as much of this 35-second clock as you can. Stets, the wing, no good. Leverault gets the rebound, now coming the other way. Drives inside. Pretty play to Kemba. Oh, that's a beauty. Cecilia Leverault's trying to put the opponent Lakers on her back. She's got 11. She was going down and put it up with the left hand. Conyers swung along the perimeter. Smith Moody, now Summers with it. Stets in the corner. They are trying to chew up as much as they can, and a sloppy pass by Maddie Stets. Leverault has it. Leverault working on Summers. Summers tips it away. She's going to walk in and lay it home. Kiana Summers having an absolute banger of a ball game. Pittsfield going to take a timeout. And we'll take one as well. Minute 29 to go here in the third. 36-19. Pittsfield with the lead. We'll be back here on 89.7 WTBR-FM.
Every Sunday night at 10 p.m., something strange happens to the airwaves of WTBR-FM. It's called The Mix. It is an experience like no other on this part of the planet. Witness a collection of fresh and classic beats that are guaranteed to make you move. The best part is, it is mixed completely live, uncut, unedited. So, for an exciting end to the weekend, tune your radio to WTBR-FM Sunday nights from 10 to midnight for The Mix.
...11 points in the third quarter for Kiana Summers. She's got 19 in the game for the Generals. Generals hold a commanding 36-19 lead with a minute 29 to go here in the third. It will be Opponequa basketball. Leverault across midcourt. She has been fantastic for the Lakers. But she makes a bad pass there. Ellerby intercepts, goes, puts it down. First points of the game for Bree J. Ellerby. Leverault. Krushak back to Leverault. Top of the key goes back to Krushak. Krushak tries to drive to the paint. She's immediately collapsed down on by the defense. Now goes to Claro in the corner. Gagnier. 15 on the shot clock. Claro. They just can't get anything inside. And they're chewing up a lot of clock here. Corner three for Leverault. That's no good. 2 seconds separate the shot clock and the game clock. Castillo to Stets. Stets going to drive. Gets fouled. That'll be the second on Kathleen Sunnison. And it'll send Maddie Stets to the free throw line. The Aponequit faithful trying to rattle her. That comes off the front iron. Claro going to come out. Liza Wagner coming back in. They want to get a bigger body out there. Stets goes through her pre-shot motion. Back irons the second one. But Ellery pulls down the rebound. Shot clock off. They can kill it, but Asia Smith-Moody's going to fire a three. That's no good. I would have held that and killed that clock here in the third quarter. Now you give Leverault another opportunity. Kershak. Wagner inside. Strips. Down to Smith-Moody. Smith-Moody missed it. And it goes out of bounds. Now the concern is for Maddie Stets, who was slow to get up down the other end, favoring that knee that she wears the knee brace on, although she's going to stay in the ball game. Pittsfield basketball underneath their own basket, 4.3 to go. Stets immediately gets the basketball, drives, puts it up, gets fouled with 1.2 seconds to go in the third. That'll be on Eliza Wagner, her first. Stets going through her pre-shot rotate motion. Upon a quit, feels like it's taking too long. She misses that one. All the Pittsfield Generals are out of the box. They're protecting midcourt. Stets makes the second. And that shot at the buzzer is going to come up short. The Pittsfield Generals, they have a 20-point lead going into the fourth quarter. They're 8 minutes away from heading to the state championship game. We'll be back coming up here on 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield and 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Everybody needs help sometimes. Have you ever needed help? It's not a trick question. It's an easy one. Why? Because the answer is yes. Everybody needs help sometimes. ServiceNet is a nonprofit mental health and human services organization with over 100 programs across Western Massachusetts. Whether you or your family need help with a temporary concern or with a long-standing issue, you're not alone. ServiceNet is here to help. To learn more, visit servicenet.org today.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Fourth quarter, 39-19, Pittsfield with the lead. 18 points scored by Pittsfield in the third quarter. 11 of them came from Kiana Summers. She's the player of the game in this one. She's got 19. Pittsfield will start the fourth with the basketball. Slow it down. Don't take dumb shots. Summers, Stets. Stets fires from the corner. She makes it. She's got five. 41-19, Pittsfield with the lead. Leverault kicked into the corner. Gagner, it's taken away. Here come the Generals again. Conyers drives inside, puts it up, misses everything. We'll call that a pass to Smith-Moody. Stets, Conyers in the corner for three. She makes it. A 5-0 run to open the fourth quarter. It's a 44-19 lead for Pittsfield. Leverault missed it. Stets across midcourt. Summers kicked back out. Smith Moody, corner three. She's got it. Asia Smith Moody's first points of the game. And the Pittsfield faithful starting to feel it. Wagner, Leverall worked inside. Claro has it knocked away. It's Pittsfield basketball again. They create another turnover. Conyers, long three, missed it. But nobody went after the rebound. She gets it again, fires another three. That goes back iron. That's no good. And they're going to call a foul on Smith Moody, I believe. They indeed do call a foul on Smith Moody. Her first team first here in the fourth. Pittsfield opens up the fourth on an 8-0 run to expand their lead to 28. Pass inside, off the glass. That's no good. Conyers there for the rebound. Conyers drives, kicks over to Bree J. Ellerby. Swung along. Asia Smith-Moody fires another three. That one comes up short. But Maddie Stetz is there for the rebound. Conyers back to Summers. Summers basically at the logo. Now she's going to drive. Kicks over to Ellerby. Plenty of time on the shot clock, too. And they seem happy to chew some of it off. Conyers. Ellerby fires the three. No good. Stetz gets that rebound. Fresh 35 for Pittsfield. But she turns it over, and now she's down again. Leverall, easy bucket the other way. I think they may want to get Stetz out of this game. She's definitely favoring that knee. Summers, no good. Claro pulls down the rebound. Kicked over, off the glass, no good. Stetz pulls down that rebound. I don't know if she's playing possum with that knee or... because she grabbed that and just flew down the court. Summers at the top of the key with the basketball. Worked inside. Conyers for two. 13 for Caprice Conyers. And the Pittsfield lead back out to 28. I think everybody knows how this one's going to end. It's all over but the arithmetic. Leverott moves inside. Left-handed runner, that's no good. Pittsfield pulls down the rebound. Carolyn Castillo has been patiently waiting to check back into this game. We just haven't had any whistles. Summers. Ellerby. Just tries to drive inside. Summers had an open look for a three in a corner, but turned it down. They're just trying to kill this clock. Stetz pulls down. Goes to Smith Moody. It's taken away by Leverault. Pass over to Claro off the glass and in. She'll go to the free throw line. Claro with a shot at a three-point play. Finally, Castillo gets to check back into the game, and they are going to get Stetz out of the ball game. .353 to go in the ball game. Pittsfield with a 49-23 lead as Claro finishes the back end of her three-point play. So it's 49-24. Conyers. And Pittsfield is going to take a timeout. 3:43 to go in the game. It's 49-24. Pittsfield with the lead. Can you believe it? Thanks to the support of our sponsors, we're able to come out here and do this game for you and get it on the air. I want to thank the Pittsfield Suns, who proudly support the Pittsfield Generals' run to the state championship, and look forward to seeing you for the 2027 season at the brand new Wacona Park. Ready to get in the saddle? Over the Moon Farm in Canaan, New York offers hunter, jumper, and equitation lessons for riders of all ages and ability levels. Whether you're brand new or experienced, there's a place for you over at Over the Moon Farm. Call or text 413-441-8532 to learn more. Boys and Girls Club of the Pittsfield, The Boys and Girls Club of the Berkshire is supporting local youth and families from preschool and mentoring to after-school programs and summer camp fun. They've been here helping generations grow, learn, and thrive. And a lot of these girls probably went through the Boys and Girls Club, starting their career. Bree J. Ellerby, Batty Stets, Harold and Castillo, Kiana Summers have been key to this Pittsfield team all 4 years they've played. I've said it before and I'll say it again. This is a team that deserves to win a state championship. Just killing clock. Smith Moody, they're just going through a rotation. Conyers, baseline jumper, missed it. No good. Leverott pulls down the rebound. Across midcourt. Over to Krushak. Leverell thought about the long three. Krushak will take that long three. It's off the front iron. Summers pulls down the rebound. Kiana Summers taking her time coming across midcourt. Moves into the paint. Spins. Missed it. Battle for the rebounds. Ellerby puts it up. No good. Another offensive rebound. Smith Moody's going to fire a three. Comes up short. What a performance by the Pittsfield Generals. They played their two best games of the tournament in the Elite Eight and the Final Four. And they'll need one more to bring a state championship to East Street. Leverall misses. Pittsfield basketball. Summers across midcourt. Smith Moody. Pretty play. Picks up two more. Yeah, she made a move and got loose along the baseline. Claro, no. Claro gets her own rebound. Conyers says, no, I'll take that. Leverall takes it back, though. Good pass to Claro. Up and in. Cecilia Leverall, in a losing effort, was fantastic. Asia Smith-Moody puts down a two-pointer. And she'll go to the free throw line. That'll be the first on Claro. And they're going to go down the bench. Get some of the seniors out so they can get their own ovation. Leverault is one of those coming out. And I can't speak highly enough of her. She was absolutely terrific today. Front rim for Smith Moody on the free throw, but Ellerby was there for the rebounds. And the Generals have the basketball back, and they are just going to kill some clock. Minute 45 to go in the ball game. Pittsfield with a huge lead. And it's made even bigger by a three-pointer by Caprice Conyers. I'd say their best game of the season was in the Elite Eight against North Reading, but this one was pretty good, too. And they're going to beat a pretty good Aponequit team pretty handily. They're up 30 right now, and it's threatening for more. Smith Moody intercepts the pass. Summers back to Smith Moody. No good. Castillo can't pull down the rebound. It'd be Aponequit basketball. You're going to hear the Pittsfield faithful get loud, because there is 1 minute to go in this ball game. The warm the buses chant. Claro fires for three. That's no good. Castillo pulls down the rebound. Across midcourt. And Christy Conyers is going to take a timeout. Not going to take a timeout. She's going to go down her bench as well, get the seniors out so they can get there. Both teams doing basically a hockey line change here. Conyers got the seniors out, but these seniors are going to have one more game. Conyers, Kaylin Fields, you know, this is what this team is going to look like next year. Fields. Conyers kick back. Three off the iron, no good. Grace Schwartz with the basketball for Aponequit. 20 seconds to go in the game. Schwartz moves inside into the paint, puts it up, no good. They're going to call a foul. That'll be on Tiesha Moore. And we'll send Schwartz to the free throw line. A masterful 24-1 season for Aponequit. Their 20-game winning streak is going to come to an end in 13.8 seconds. Off the front iron, no good. Aponequit gets the rebounds. Double dribble. And the Generals can dribble out the clock here. 10.7 seconds to go into Tiesha Moore. Moore gets across midcourt. Just going to try and drive here. Puts up a shot. No good. They got a rebound. And that is the ball game. Your Pittsfield Generals are heading to Lowell to play for the hardware. A masterful performance tonight by the Pittsfield Generals. A 56-26 victory. 19 points for Kiana Summers. 16 for Caprice Conyers. The defense was on point, and the offense was there to match. What an outstanding performance. Congratulations to the Pittsfield Generals. They are moving on to the state championship game. We don't know when that game will be. It'll either be Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. But just a terrific performance by the Pittsfield Generals. Congratulations. It's just been an absolute joy to cover Bree J., Maddie, Harrelin, and Kiana these past 4 years. And they are going to come on the court now and accept their congratulations. This team is family, as it says on the back of their shirts. And now they come into the student section to celebrate. I'm not going to lie, folks. Get a little choked up here because these girls deserve it. Your final score again, the Pittsfield Generals, a 30-point win over Aponequit. One of their best performances as a team this season, and they're going to move on to the state championship game. And we'll have details on when that state championship game will be on our Facebook pages. Thank you so much for tuning in. I want to thank our sponsors again, the Pittsfield Suns, Over the Moon Farm in Canaan, New York, and the Boys and Girls Club of the Berkshires. Thank you so much for sponsoring and allowing us to be here. Congratulations again to the Pittsfield Generals. They are heading to the state championship game. For everyone back in Pittsfield helping get this broadcast on the air, I'm Bob Heck. Have a great night, everybody.